For many moons, Tenasman yearned to hold the poles of his grandfather and to hook the eels for his people, but he was always too small. He would wait faithfully every year for the nights of the hot summer wind and for the eel ants to begin their flight. These were the times of the night eel, when they would swim up from the oceans and into all the rivers and streams to spawn. And this year he would be ready, but again he was told he was just too small. His father and elders would take him along every year for the purpose of building the fire, carrying the wood, and picking up the eels. When the men would hook them and throw them on the bank, he would put them in a sack to take home. And again he would wonder, why am I too small? Then one night when the summer wind blew and the elders were fast asleep, he went by himself to prove to himself that he was not too small. He took his father's lantern to see the eels at night where they swam. He took his grandfather's eel pole to hook them when they swam. All the while his heart beat fast as his father watched on, for he himself was at one time too small. As he hooked, he seen visions of wonder, how he would show the elders and his father that he was not too small. And all the while his father's smile grew wider, for he knew that his son was still too small. While dreaming of becoming a man, he reached out too far for an eel swimming on the other side, and he fell off the cliff to the ripples below. And he thought that just for a moment that maybe he was too small. As he, Tenasman, reaching up from the boiling water, a strong arm reached down and pulled him from the foam. Afraid, he looked up at the warm, knowing eyes of his father and wondered. He wondered again at his father's words when he said that, next year, my son, next year, you'll be ready, because next year you won't be too small.